If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Carlos El Rocky.
Yes.
Coffee with Carlos. It's just weird. It's like an implosion of voice geniuses. I was talking to you two, and you were doing funny voices. And then Billy West sent me a love text because he does that Reverend Love thing. Some sort of, I don't know what's happening.
Okay. Read it.
Oh, look what we got a hold of. It's the Trump campaign's talking points. Pardon me?
Let's do it, Dino.
Oh, I'm sorry. Points? Because of the music. Thank you. Good boy, Dino. Okay.
Wilma?
Oh, this is from the Trump camp. The Wall Street Journal.
Talking points.
All, please use the meaning pathetic Trump spokespeople. All, please use the following talking points for today. Mr. Trump's comments yesterday about the Second Amendment supporters uniting at the ballot box to protect their constitutional rights has been completely misconstrued by the Clinton spin machine and their lackeys in the media.
Right.
Mr. Trump was clearly urging people to use their political power by getting out and voting. Uh-huh. And that's how everyone in attendance viewed it. No. It wasn't until the Clinton campaign twisted the comments in a negative light that this became a story. The power of every voter is a critical safeguard against tyranny in our democracy. Hillary Clinton is against our core constitutional rights, and she has voiced support for gun-grabbing efforts that have and will continue to strip citizens of their rights. Blah, 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 blah. All right. We'll be certain to get right on those talking points.
Oh, Canada, my home and native land.
I want you people to vote with your guns. And by what I mean by that is don't use that little peg thing to poke the holes.
Yeah, use your gun.
Shoot the holes in the ballots.
In the ink
That's
dot.
What I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Bring the guns to the polls with you to shoot the holes
and
in
then
the
go shoot polls.
So he is clearly trying to puss out of the debates.
Yeah.
He's like, I have to, I want to debate very badly. But
and
I have,
you
to,
will
see, I have to see the conditions.
Badly.
I have to see the conditions.
Conditions. I gotta look at the
I
conditions.
I will demand fair moderators.
No bleeders. I don't want any bleeders bleeding all over the...
No bleeders.
Uh-huh. Only white people who believe exactly what I believe.
The Clinton camp said it is concerning that the Trump campaign is already engaged in shenanigans around these debates. It is not clear if he's trying to avoid debates or merely toying with the press to create more drama. Either way, our campaign is not interested in playing along with a debate about debates or bargaining about them. The only issue now is whether Mr. Trump is going to show up to the debate at the date, times, and places and formats set by the commission last year through a bipartisan process. Hmm. Yeah, he's accusing them of trying to rig the debates, and this was set up like a long time ago by a bipartisan. Okay. All right. Leslie in Phoenix, you're on with the crew. Hi, Leslie.
Hi, Steph. Love you so much. Love you all.
Thank you.
Just kind of want to piggyback off of what Carlos was saying, what everyone's really saying, just regarding how many lines Trump has crossed. I was watching Paul Ryan's or Munster's acceptance speech last night in Wisconsin last night, and just his inability to even say his name or even answer the question regarding... You know,
he didn't hear it. He didn't hear it, Leslie. Yeah, he didn't hear it.
Clearly.
He doesn't know what you mean.
It's impossible to find.
Yeah, it just made me realize kind of an analogy that Trump is kind of like that habitually drunk in-law of yours.
Yes.
You know, constantly making inappropriate,
you know, like,
dangerous comments.
Oh, Uncle Don.
Yeah, you can only apologize for them over and over again. And you can't essentially cut off the relationship because he's married to your sister, a.k.a. the base. and you lend him a large amount of money already. So it's just, it is disheartening. I'm a millennial in Arizona. I did feel the burn, fully support Hillary now. Hoping to turn Arizona blue, that would be amazing.
Yeah, that it looks like it's could be happening. So
could
good
be.
Job. Good job, good job.
That's good.
Yeah, he was looking more lemur-like than usual yesterday. Yeah. He's like, oh, I don't have any Wi-Fi here. I have AT&T, and that's not good here. I
need to charge my cell phone.
It didn't work.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I left my charger.
Oh, I dropped my cell phone in the toilet. Oops.
Trump is way more Barney Fife than he is Andy Griffith. I'll tell you any better. You ain't got to do anything you can to stop that Hillary. Now, Barn, you can't go off just being half-cocked like that. You got to take your time. Think about what you're saying. I'm telling you, Annie, she's going to win and get our guns. Calm down, Barney. You never even use that thing. Well, I will to stop her.
Andy, Opie.
Now, come on and have some of Aunt B's pie.
No, it's probably... communist pie with Muslim juice.
Barn. You can't hit the broadside of a barn with a gun. I've seen you shoot.
Well, I can hit a broad. Just ask Thelma Lou.
Aunt B's got her fingers in too many
Donald
pies.
Trump is bad Andy Griffith theater. That's what I'm saying.
Fascist right. Andy Griffith.
Aunt B is obviously a Adolf communist Griffith. Lesbian.
Yeah. Yeah.
With her finger
making
in too many
that
pies.
Muslim juice pie!
All right. See, we just went that way instead of this way. And another thing. We'll go to this thing next.
Now, have a Constitution cookie, Barney.